Welcome to Christian Life with Dr. William Baker. I am your host, Dr. William Baker. And in this week's podcast, before we get into Matthew chapter 5, I want to talk a little bit about the impact that you can have on other people. Now, I was looking at the news the other day, reading some articles, and I saw where some school-age children were bullying and beating up other school-age children their age, approximately. And after months and months of this, they were posting videos on the online and different social media platforms, and they continued to pursue this person and just torment them. And eventually, the person in question committed suicide. Now, that's an extreme example, but you can see, you know, the impact that you have on someone directly. And indirectly, you have an impact on someone. It's not so indirect, but, you know, we can say it's indirect. When you think about how you interact with people that are in society, that are out there, that you're talking to every day, or just they see you, how you act, what you say, your demeanor, you know, your personality. Do you have a, you know, do you have a smile on your face? Do you seem grumpy? Are you mumbling? Are you, you know, pleasant to be around? You know, that can change someone's whole day. You, and just like others, don't know what's going on inside their head or your head. You know, they may look at you and think everything is great, but it might not be. The world could be coming down. You don't know what other people are going through. You really don't. And some people don't care. They're just, you know, focused on one thing. They don't care what other people think and what other people say. And, you know, other people have a tendency to absorb that. And then, you know, how they interact with people is just atrocious. They could not give a second thought about other people. Well, just your kind words, your willingness to help. It doesn't have to be kind words. Just showing, you know, and some of the things that I do. You know, when I'm interacting with someone, I want to make sure, you know, that they as a person are okay. Now, I can't fix everything, but, you know, one thing I could do could make that person have a better day. One thing I could do could make that person not want to go commit suicide. And I'd like to stop right there for a second and say, you know, if you're having thoughts like that, if you're having thoughts of harming others or yourself, you know, please go to my podcast website at Podbean. And reach out to me. You know, I will contact you. I don't want anything bad to happen to anyone. I don't want to see anybody killed, commit suicide. There's no room in society for that. We should all be helping bring others up. So the interactions that we have with others, you know, we may be having a bad day, but let's keep in mind, others could be having a worse day. You know, why are you having a bad day? Are you late? Did you miss your coffee? Do you not have enough time? Well, whose fault's that? It's no one's fault. You know, maybe the alarm didn't go off. So what? Deal with it. There's no reason to get mad, upset. You know, just mind yourself out there. But it's also better internally for yourself. That's not what God wants for us. God wants us to help each other, help ourselves, be the best that we can be. He wants us to exemplify what a God-like person would do. So, you know, it was more than the one. There were several incidents I saw where the individuals in question, you know, were being videotaped, bullied. Just the sheer, I don't even know how to describe it, terror that people feel around the world. Somebody doesn't like somebody, whether it's politics, religion, you know, their ethics, morals may not be the same. And it's just, it's crazy what people will fight and want to sit there and instigate and argue and you name it. They want to engage in that manner, and anything will set them off. Those people need help. You know, they may not need professional help, but they definitely need to talk to someone. They need to have a friend who calms them down, not, you know, feeds them. You can't keep feeding that type of monster. And if you know people like that, then, you know, please take and make the effort. Just don't say, well, I'm tired of it. I give up on it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I know people like that as well. And the people in question take and just give up. They throw their hands up instead of trying. So you have to try. You know, maybe you don't want to try, you know, but living a godlike life, you'd want to take and at least try to help that individual in question. So, but there's no laws against that, not man laws, you know. But when you sit before that white throne, when you stand there, you're not going to be sitting there because Jesus is going to be sitting on that white throne of judgment, you know. And he says, well, this person died. And he said, well, I didn't do anything to that person, but you didn't help him either. So it's, you know, don't be lazy about it. Come on. It's just like prayer and stuff and reading your Bible. You got to build up that currency and you got to believe. You got to have some faith. So we're going to go ahead and continue with Matthew chapter 5, Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. Now, at that point, he's sitting down, and he's going to start teaching them. He's going to start teaching about the Beatitudes. Now, the Beatitudes, Beatitude is a word that's blessed are. It's Latin. It, you know, it happy. But it's what he uses to teach his disciples. So we'll continue with chapter 5, verse 2. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, that beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These are individuals who know that they need God. They need God in their life. They're lacking. And for them, you know, they're reaching out to God. It says right there, they're going to have the kingdom of heaven. Now, the next one, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now, think about that. What kind of losses? What are they mourning? It doesn't say specifically. It could be anything. It could be, you know, is it spiritual? Emotional? Did something happen? You know, is it financial? Those are different, aren't they? But it's from, you know, those losses are resulting from the person being sinful. So they want what? To be comforted. They want God to forgive them for what they did. Number 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Well, you can go to a church, you can go to a preacher, you can hear the preacher's flavor of prayer and preaching, and you can hear that church's, you know, the beliefs, and the people that go there might believe the same thing. But the ultimate in that, who want righteousness, want God's righteousness. It is the ultimate righteousness. There's no more. There's no anybody putting a spin on it, what they think, what they know. It's God. And they're satisfied with that. Only God can truly quench. 7. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, The pure in heart are those whose pursuit of purity and uprightness affects every area of life. They're pure in heart. They are living, exemplifying a godly life, and other people can see that. They can hear it. You know, when you interact with somebody, when you say something, you don't even have to talk to them. You can see it in what they do. Number 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Now, the peacemakers, those are the ones who you're not thinking about peace between two warring factions. Okay, it's not, I'm putting an end to this battle or, you know, doing something like that. We're talking about the peacemakers. They're promoting God's godly peace. You know, and it can stop things, but it's not a negotiation. You know, you are either going to have faith or you're not. It's not a negotiation where, you know, well, if you do that, you know, I'll give you a little bit of this, or, you know, we can do this if you do that. No, you don't negotiate with God. Sorry. So those are the peacemakers. Number 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, those who are persecuted are those who've been wrongly treated because of their faith. You know, God tells us right in the Bible we're going to be persecuted if you're Christian. People don't like that. For whatever reason, they want to live their lives. They want to claim that they live in ignorance, but it's not ignorance. They know better. They do know better. And it's because they know better. I don't like that person. Why? You know better than that. I know better than that. There's times I say it. You know, we're all fleshly. We're sinful. And I ask God for forgiveness. But there's people that say, oh, I don't like that person. Well, I really do. You know, it may be just something that, you know, for some reason irritates me. It shouldn't. Shouldn't irritate you. Shouldn't, you know, irritate us in any way. We ought to be willing to help other people. For the most part, we do, but we're still fleshly. We still sin. You know? But God's happy when we show that godly outwardly appearance, and we're being persecuted for it. That's because we have faith in God. That's our belief. Number 11, verse 11. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Now, we all know people like that. We know people who, oh, I can't stand them. They're just, then they say stuff like that. You know, I can't stand that person. At one time, long ago, I used to sit there and say, well, how can they be so happy? How can they be so happy living like that? And then I start thinking about the preachers and the churches and what they're learning and what they're teaching out there. And, you know, I do my thing. I've got my doctorate in biblical studies, and I preach, and I do my thing. Everybody's going to do it a little bit differently. There is no one set way. God gives us that framework, but there's nothing wrong with doing it different. Everybody's going to do things a little different. Does it still accomplish the same thing? Maybe, perhaps. But am I doing something for me, or am I trying to do something for God? Oh, yeah. We've got to think about that, don't we? I'm not trying to do my work. I need to remember I'm here and want to bring people to God. God's got a plan for how he wants things to work out. You know, he knows what's going to happen and when. He doesn't have to worry about that. I don't need to sit here and sit here and say, well, if I do that, then, you know, that's not going to happen. And God's, that's not going to happen for God. Well, what am I doing at that point? You know, I have to do something because that'll make God successful. God's going to, you know, succeed at whatever he's doing. He's God. Doesn't need me. But if he wants to use me, I'm here. You know, when I talk like that, well, you know, if I don't do that, you know, Satan's going to win. Satan's not going to win. Ultimately, God's going to win. God will win. He's already won. So now I'm trying to say, you know, God depends on me. No, no, no. You know? But the people that are sitting there accusing us because, you know, uttering things about us, calling us names, so what? Names never killed anybody. Don't take it personal like that. The person needs your comfort and friendship and support. They need help. They need your help. They need to understand God and Christianity, and they need to find their faith. Help them do it. They could be just having a bad day, lashing out. So Matthew chapter 5, verse 12. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Think about that. He's telling us. God's telling us. Bible's telling us. The Holy Spirit's telling us. We're going to be prosecuted. People don't like Christians. Some people don't like Christians. The world is a very large place. Think about outside of your existence. Think about in different areas of the world. Being a Christian is like having a death sentence. Some places, if you're a Christian, you don't just say it. You have to live it outwardly, but you can't talk about it. You better not. Better not say you're a Christian, because you'll die. They'll cut your head off. They'll chop you up. They'll hang you. They'll throw you off the top of a building. And I know that. I know that personally. I've seen it. When people say they don't do that around the world, yes, they do. I've been in parts of the world where people have been on mopeds and have chased me down. There's been somebody riding on the moped and somebody on back. I don't, it's not a moped. It's a little bike, but like a moped, with a machete trying to cut my limbs off. Yeah. It's pretty serious. And then I've, you know, some of the people who are supposed to be religious aren't. I've had priests around the world try to come on to me. I've had other people try to sell me babies. You know, you don't know what they're going through. Need to talk to them. At the very least, you know, maybe you don't want to understand, but somebody like myself would try to understand what's going on. Try to untangle them so they can get a path out of whatever they're stuck in. The people around the world, you know, I hope in some of the countries we're in that, you know, this is reaching you and you're not being prosecuted for just listening to it. It can be dangerous out there. It really can. And people forget about that. They get so embroiled in their own lives. They get so wrapped up in what they're doing. They don't think about others. Not even just in their community. You know, I say around the world, but not even in their community. People that live, you know, their neighbors and stuff, they don't have a clue. So be safe out there, you know. But remember, the reward's heaven. Now, I say persecution, and in these days, it, you know, we're talking, I'm talking verbal, but in those days, you know, and it's not just verbal, but it, you know, in certain areas, it's death. Back then it was death. You could be prosecuted and, you know, the cost was your life. So it's pretty heavy, but that's what we're going to talk, you know, that's what we've talked about today with the Beatitudes and, you know, Jesus going on the Mount and teaching his disciples. And remember what we started out with. You know, you can make a difference in anybody's life, how you interact with them, what you say. You know, a lot of people need to be heard. Listen to what they're saying. You know, really hear what they're saying. Don't try to interject too soon. Let them speak. Let them get it out. Because sometimes that little bit of extra that they're going to say leads you to what the root cause is. You know, if you really want to help them, you really want to understand, then let them talk. Sometimes it's all it takes is a good ear. Some people need a good ear. I have people calling me all the time, and some of them talk for hours. Some of them have been through a lot. I was in an airport somewhere, and I had some women from South America approach me, and, you know, it was horrible because they were in coming back from court. There was a court dispute going on where their husband had tried to kill them, you know, with a pistol and other things like that. You know, there was an incident. I was talking to someone where the family incident, you know, the loved one killed one of their other loved ones. You know, death is permanent. It doesn't have to be that way. Remember that. Just remember, you can make a difference out there. So I hope everybody has enjoyed this podcast. You know, please tell your friends about it if you think they might want to listen. We're on primarily on Podbean. It goes out through other mediums, but please spread it. I don't really push it out there. And I wish everybody the best. There's a phrase, you know, let not your heart be troubled. And I just want everybody to go with God and be blessed. Read the Bible, pray. And if you get stressed out, remember, go to Christian Life with Dr. William Baker of Podbean and send me a comment, message, something. I will contact you. I will. With that, I just say go with God. God bless.